WorldNewsTrust.com is a new site that is trying to define the new mainstream. Their founder, Francis Goodwin, is a veteran journalist who set out on his own a few years ago and has slowly carved out a niche. What does the site do? It tells the truth and provides a place for intelligent columnists to talk about what's really happening in America. It's a good site with people who care about what's going on in America and the world. It's a great site with many loyal writers, including Ramsey Baroud, Harvey Wasserman, Mickey Z. There are too many to list them all. Some content is published on World News Trust first, some is published elsewhere and copied to World News Trust. We also welcome back World News Trust, who continue to support our show and host our website. Visit World News Trust for a dose of news with enlightened and informed opinion. It's not like Fox or CNN or the New York Times. It's World News Trust, defining the new mainstream in online journalism. Visit them today and tell them the New American Dream Radio Show sent you. WorldNewsTrust.com. What if we find that equality is the greatest gift that God gave humans? What if we find that no human being is an enemy of another human being? That it has just been politics all along? What if all politics and politicians were jettisoned from our planet? What if we lived simply through our great principles and universal ideals? What if we flowed our human life through the all-American founding of liberty and happiness for all? What if the American founding blueprint allowed us the right progress of all people, without sin for the religious and without error for the rational? What if we put money to work simply for the good stewardship of the planet and the caring of all people? What if our new oil on the planet is simply human creativity and that all energy is free, non-harmful, and universal? What if we governed ourselves without a master as the fulfillment of the American founders' vision? What if we decided it was love's turn on the planet? Join together here at thespiritualun.org and we will build that new world for the 99% of us. thespiritualun.org.
It's just a ride. And we can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money. A choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love instead see all of us as one. Here's what we can do to change the world right now to a better ride. Take all that money we spend on weapons and defense each year and instead spend it feeding, clothing, and educating the poor of the world, which it would many times over, not one human being excluded, and we can explore space together, both inner and outer, forever. And peace.
And now, coming to you live from Fort Lauderdale, Florida, in Duluth, Minnesota, Dreaming the New American Dream, with your hosts, Chuck Gregory and Mike Pelichek.
Welcome to the New American Dream Radio Show. Tonight is the last time we'll be coming to you from the Fiasco Brothers studio in Vancouver, home of Black Op Radio with Len Asanek. We've had a great run with Len. I'd have to say he taught us how to do this radio show stuff. You can blame him for all our bad habits. Well, not really. You can give him credit for the things we do right, though. I'm completely serious about that part. Next week, you'll still find us via the show at newamericandream.info, or you can go directly to blogtalkradio.com/the-new-american-dream-radio-show. That's blogtalkradio/the-new-american-dream-radio-show with a dash in every one. What's this all about? Well, if you hadn't heard about it, we're doing it on our own. Yours truly, Chuck Gregory, will do the calling out to guests, patching in music or ads or pre-recorded interviews, all that stuff that Len used to do. I'm not sure if I'll be cleaning up the shows as much as he did. So if we do a clearing of throat or there's a little dead air, it might end up staying in the show. We'll see. I'll try to clear them up if they're really bad. I hope you'll bear with us in case of any technical difficulties, just that you stuck with us through anything else that happened so far. Our first guest tonight, Doug Drame, appeared on our second show ever on February 10th, 2011. And our second guest tonight was the second guest on our very first show on February 3, 2011. We're proud to have our friends come back time and again, time and time again, tell us their latest news, share their latest work. Doug's poem tonight is actually pretty long, so I'm going to cut this short. He's going to tell us about bones. And now, my friend and co-host, Mike Palachek, an American writer.
Thank you, Chuck. 'Tis the season of the 4th of July and also the Olympics. And at my job, I've been watching the movie Miracle a lot lately because somebody else likes it. It's about the American hockey team that won the gold medal, I think it was in 1980. Been watching it over and over and over. In the prelude to the show, they show the zeitgeist of the times. They have a run through of the different historical things happening. And at that time, we really didn't know anything if you were living through that time as I was. But if you read and study over the years and listen, you see that a lot of what passes for current events in history is a stage play. It's a movie put together for our consumption, like the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan or the students in Iran taking the hostages. What isn't told or known is the CIA role in those, how the Soviets were helping the rebels and we were just backing the powerful as always. And that the Soviets were not the big bullies we thought at the time, and that the Olympics, the triumph of the U.S. hockey team over the Soviets, was not all good guy against bad. Same with the students and the Shah in Iran. And I think we can see the juxtaposition today in current events, the parallels of Nazi Germany and the United States, from our macro moves and our military, all the way down to our day-to-day humdrum lives. Substitute American here in what I'm going to read, a quote from William Shire. Substitute American for German in this quote from William Shire, an American journalist writing from Germany during the run-up to World War II. Here it is. A steady diet over the years of falsifications and distortions made a certain impression on one's mind and often misled it. No one who has not lived for years in a totalitarian land can possibly conceive how difficult it is to escape the dread consequences of a regime's calculated and incessant propaganda. Often in a German home or office, or sometimes in a casual conversation with a stranger in a restaurant, a beer hall, a cafe, I would meet with the most outlandish assertions from seemingly educated and intelligent persons. It was obvious they were parroting some piece of nonsense they had heard on the radio or read in the newspapers. Sometimes one was tempted to say as much, but on such occasions one was met with such a stare of incredulity, such a shock of silence, as if one had blasphemed the Almighty, that one realized how useless it was even to try to make contact with a mind which had become warped and for whom the facts of life had become what Hitler and Goebbels, with their cynical disregard for truth, said they were. And the next one is from Sophie Scholl, S-C-H-O-L-L. She's our contemporary. She was a resistor in Nazi Germany. She was eventually beheaded for handing out leaflets at a university. This is Sophie Scholl. The real damage is done by those millions who want to, quote, survive. The honest men who just want to be left in peace, those who don't want their little lives disturbed by anything bigger than themselves, those with no sides and no causes, those who won't take measure of their own strength for fear of antagonizing their own weakness, those who don't like to make waves or enemies, those for whom freedom, honor, truth, and principles are only literature. Those who live small, mate small, die small. It's a reductionist approach to life. If you keep it small, you'll keep it under control. If you don't make any noise, the boogeyman won't find you. But it's all an illusion because they die too. Those people who roll up their spirits into tiny little balls so as to be safe. Safe? From what? Life is always on the edge of death. Narrow streets lead to the same places as wide avenues, and a little candle burns itself out just like a flaming torch does. I choose my own way to burn. And again, Sophie Scholl, somebody, after all, had to make a start. What we wrote and said is also believed by many others. They just don't dare express themselves as we did. And that was Sophie Scholl and William Shire. And I think there are parallels to our lives here in the United States at this time. As Alice says, it would be nice if something would make sense for a change. And that is possible. There are things you will need to pay attention to that may at first seem as silly as trying to fit your butt down a rabbit hole. But if you do, you will learn about things. And if you learn about things, most people will tell you that you are entirely bonkers. But I'll tell you a secret. All the best people are. There is actually a they out there, and there actually is a you and a me, and together we constitute a we. They, Bush, Obama, Clinton, and company, want us to be afraid, as they told us in the anthrax letters in 2001. We can do this, folks, but we cannot be afraid.
What if we find that equality is the greatest gift that God gave humans? What if we find that no human being is an enemy of another human being? That it has just been politics all along? What if all politics and politicians were jettisoned from our planet? What if we lived simply through our great principles and universal ideals? What if we flowed our human life through the all-American founding of liberty and happiness for all? What if the American founding blueprint allowed us the right progress of all people, without sin for the religious and without error for the rational? What if we put money to work simply for the good stewardship of the planet and the caring of all people? What if our new oil on the planet is simply human creativity and that all energy is free, non-harmful, and universal? What if we governed ourselves without a master as the fulfillment of the American founder's vision? What if we decided it was love's turn on the planet? Join together here at thespiritualun.org and we will build that new world for the 99% of us. Thespiritualun.org.
In Olympic moments, I swim for the fatherland. Ein Bock, ein Reich, ein Führer.
I run for my homeland. USA, USA, USA.
I jump for the fatherland. Ein Bock, ein Reich, ein Führer.
I win for homeland. USA, USA, USA.
This has been another Olympic moment. Occupy Dealey Plaza. That's where it all began. November 23, 1963, about 12:30 p.m., 50 years ago, on November 23, 2013, fill Dealey Plaza with protesters and signs and singing and speaking, and let them bring their dogs and their cops and their robbers and murderers and their sniper rifles, double secret video cameras and microphones. Occupy Dealey Plaza. We demand a truth commission to replace the Warren Commission and the 9/11 Commission. We want freedom. We want peace. We want real hope and real change. Occupy Dealey Plaza. Let them know. We know what they've done. Occupy Dealey Plaza. Let the world know this is America. And now we have an interview with Doug Drame, a poet who's appeared many times with us, and we welcome him back.
Chuck, how's it going?
Oh, I'm just fine. How are you?
Pretty good so far.
Well, good. I'm so glad that you agreed to be on the show again.
It's always my pleasure to be on.
Well, good. What have you been doing recently? You have you been giving readings anywhere, publishing poems, got a book, anything you want to tell people?
I do have a book due out here pretty soon. Who knows about these things? Could be 2 weeks or it could be 2 months. and it's coming out from Interior Noise Press, and it's called More Than the Alley, and it's a complete collection. It's a full-length collection as opposed to a chapbook size. It's about 150, 160 pages, poems, and I'm pretty excited about that. Been trying to get people to review it, as you might know.
Yeah.
And I'm really excited about that happening because there's going to be a lot of people reviewing it, and I hope it sells a few copies, which is kind of rare with poetry, but occasionally they do sell. So
well,
I'm hoping that works out okay.
Yeah, I certainly hope that you'll have some luck with sales, and I look forward to reading that.
Yeah. I hope you like it. Hope you like it.
Do you have some poems you'd like to share with us today?
Yeah, I do. I have, there's one longer one, which is actually, has been published quite a bit. As fact, it was published in a chapbook of the same name, and it's called Bones. It's kind of a long one. And if it gets too long, just cut me off. It's actually three pages, so.
I'm sure that'll be fine.
Okay, I have a couple poems after that, too, if I have time.
Okay.
And anyway, this is called Bones, B-O-N-E-S.
Mm-hmm.
Bones of constant regrets, bones of dreams and nothingness, bones of all the bodies and all the wars in universal time, bones of rotting bones, bones of white dust, bones of John Wilkes Booth, decaying, and Mary Lincoln's nightmares, bones of black bodies hanged and burned in Mississippi in the 1920s to cheers, bones of politics, bones to rituals and ceremonies, bones of Hannibal preserved in his own blood and shit, bones of hipsters still hanging on every word of Nat Hentoff, bones of Indian babies burned to death by the United States cavalry, bones of rats jammed in walls in tenement apartments across the rodent world, bones of all the horses who ever ran the second race at Hollywood Park, bones of the dogs from hell and a season in hell, bones of all the lies in all the mouths of all egos since the ego began, bones of promises never kept, bones of fragmented nonsense which attempt to alter unalterable spirit, bones of remorse and guilt, bones of mountains and rivers and oceans, bones of Rimbaud's drunken boat, bones of one solid brick shithouse, bones of whales of the butchered on the shores of slaughter, bones of happenstance and bones of circumstance, bones of desperation and hate and misery, bones of angst and pathos, bones of the stagnant and polluted air between you and me, bones of Pelodius Monk's dead cat, bones of all situations and occurrences that never were, bones of a butterfly in the eye of beauty's release, bones of anger and fear and betrayal, bones of Sigmund Freud's dominating mother, bones of eagles hidden behind a dark cloud of sorrow and mourning, bones of Edgar Bergen's talking wooden people, bones of finite spiritual concepts, bones of Dylan Thomas perpetually lamenting the coming night, bones of the monks of Tibet under enslavement and Chinese torture, bones of lemons, bones of borders, bones of all forms, bones of you and bones of me, bones of the mansions of our decadence, bones of temptation and disaster, bones of vertical and horizontal, bones of after whiles and later ons, bones of tears shed for nothing that is truly real, bones of the little prince still looking for love, but there are no bones of love, bones of greed and bones of gluttony, bones of flapping hands without a clue at the dawn of day, bones of Mickey Mantle limping into home plate at Yankee Stadium, bones of languages and bones of the Tower of Babel, bones of coffins and bones of concrete, bones of the smoldering ovens in Auschwitz, bones of bleak promises made at the altar of emptiness, bones of Al Jolson and blackface, bones of mystics and bones of prophets, bones of America's reconstruction, bones of Walt Whitman chanting electric in the hospital wards of Washington, D.C., bones of gamma rays and bones of gravity, bones of injustice and tyranny, bones of mushrooms and bones of LSD, bones of the Manassas Mauler, Jack Dempsey, still mauling, bones of 40-year-old landmines, maiming and still killing, bones of the give and take of flagrant pointlessness, bones of time and bones of space, bones of everything forgotten and never was, bones of compensation and bones of loss, bones of peaceful swans swimming in a pond, but there are no bones of peace, bones of Socrates, pulsating crystal, the remnants of hemlock, bones of compromise, and bones of malicious theft, bones of abstract threats thrown at the face of pure innocence, bones of Lenny Bruce still satirizing hypocrisy, bones of poems sharp and penetrating as a dagger plunged into the heart of darkness, bones of tragedy, and bones of bloodsuckers, bones of tulips, once blossoming under a kitchen window, bones of frantic, chaotic movement, and bones of voices detached from sound, bones of deception, and those eyes you cannot read, bones of rage and stupidity, bones of sacrifice, and bones of the absurdity of martyrdom, bones of curses which only curse the curser, bones of diamonds, and bones of gold, and bones of topaz, bones of all the pimps and whores and junkies in downtown Los Angeles, bones of burden and bones of responsibility, bones of Lord Byron's fist smashing through his plaster walls, bones of hunger, bones of starvation, bones of huge black hawks flying in other dimensions, bones of Ellis Island, and bones of Alcatraz, bones of heroes and bones of cowards, bones of one hand clapping, but there are no bones of silence, bones of Tom Sawyer and Huck Finn, and bones of Becky Thatcher, bones of sarcasm and bones of one-upmanship, bones of Norman Mailer, and bones of the interpretation of nature, bones of mud and rain and snow and wind, bones of Romans and Mongols and Vikings, bones of censorship, and bones of blacklisting, bones of the broken heart of Dalton Trumbo, bones of universities and bones of education, bones of meadowlarks and blue jays, and bones of great horned owls, bones of the worshiping of idols, and bones of death, bones of the hollow eyes of death, bones of crocodiles eating their own bones in the Okefenokee swamp, bones of cheap motel rooms and reeking bars, bones of all prey hunted and seized, bones of all the planets and stars and moons and suns and all creation, bones of the dust of earth and lithospace, bones in and of the graveyards of the mind, bones of irreverent testaments and reams of data, bones of all perceptions, bones of inner festering corruption, bones of Pharaoh piled in his death ship in the afterlife, bones of alienation and bones of hopelessness, bones of ice age and bones of jungle fever, bones of European Anglo-American brainwashing, bones of opposition and bones of separation, bones of instant gratification and bones of cowering self-doubts, bones of all accumulated knowledge, bones of all physics and bones of robotics, and bones of cyber gymnastics, bones of literary trends, bones of elitism and bias, bones of judgment, and bones of condemnation, bones of cornfields, and bones of rice paddies, and bones of wheat, bones of T.S. Eliot, and bones of Franz Kafka, bones of James Joyce, and bones of Albert Camus, bones of the old truck tire that hung from the sycamore tree in your backyard, bones of hurricanes and tsunamis, and bones of floods and tornadoes, bones of earthquakes and volcanic eruptions, bones of forest fires, bones of captivity, and bones of shackles, and bones of prisons, bones of shake, and bones of rattle, and bones of roll, bones of rappers, and bones of scat singers, bones of Hank Williams, and bones of Tupac Shakur, and the dead in the back seats of their Cadillacs, sorry about that, bones of the burning ring of fire, bones of selfishness, and bones of impatience, bones of throbbing streams of thoughts, bones of tossing and heaving and swaying down into a vast gully of confusion, bones of Enochs, and bones of the venomous puncturing fangs, bones of yearning, bones of flux, and bones of static, bones of doom, and bones of despair, bones of outrageous utterances, and bones of all ideas, bones of bedbugs, and bones of fleas, and bones of the beloved cockroach, bones of dialects, and bones of words flash in neon across of a fallen nation, bones of Atlantis, bones of submarines, and bones of battleships, and bones of flying death machines, bones of Beethoven's dead ears, bones of one-eyed Jack's fractured hand, bones of barricades, and bones of the bloody streets of revolutions, bones of all the plans of mice and men, and bones of calculation, bones of John Steinbeck, and bones of James Dean, bones of the withered id, bones of oil, and bones of the trance-like consumers, bones of insatiable thirst, bones of twilight, and bones of dusk, bones of fault, and bones of blame, bones of tigers and jackals, and bones of laughing hyenas, bones of the splinters in Helen of Troy's beautiful ass, bones of the prime directive, and bones of the mission accomplished, bones of shadowy cathedrals and churches of a communion of insecure self, bones of definition, and bones of examination, bones of heroin, and bones of meth, and bones of cocaine, bones of energy, and bones of demented suffusion, bones of Nietzsche, and torment, embracing a whipped horse, bones of all computers, and bones of televisions, bones of your neighbor with his finger on the trigger, bones of multi-layered assemblies of blindness, bones of Holden Caulfield, and bones of Randall Patrick McMurray, bones of Sebastian Dangerfield, and bones of Don Quixote, bones of idle conversations and gossip, and bones of pompous debates, bones of targets, and bones of X marks the spot, bones of dizzies, puffed out cheeks still blowing the utopian cool of jazz, bones of wealth and the ashes of paper money, bones of the heart is a lonely hunter, and bones of Carson McCullers, bones of Marco Polo's intrepid footsteps through Asia, bones of desolation, and bones of used cars in the junkyards of our souls, bones of whoppers, and bones of wonders, bones of spin, and bones of media, and bones of government control, bones of inharmonious the mixtures of foulness, bones of movie stars adorned like baboons, bones of eros, bones of cultures, and bones of civilizations, bones of Zeus, and bones of the heel of Achilles, bones of theories, and bones of results, bones of the continuous toil and laboring in the downpour of sweat and blood, bones of friends and bones of enemies, bones of disgust and bones of twisted cruelty, bones of stone and bones of blowing sand and dirt, bones of attacks and bones of cancer, bones of the atoms of DNA, bones of vexation and bones of groans and bones of screaming, bones of pettiness, bones of gaudy colored statues, and bones of altars, bones of the pit of the darkest darkness, and bone, but there are no bones of light. Okay, that was that. The next one.
That is going to be all that we have time for, Doug.
Okay, I thought so.
I would like to say something about it. As I listen to that poem, I feel as though I'm in one of those, 60s style psychedelic slideshow or presentations.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Images going across the screen, one after the other, so fast you can hardly grasp them, but they get to your subconscious.
Right.
That was the feeling I had while I heard you read it.
Yeah, that was my intent. Yeah, so that's very good. You got that. Yeah, that was my intent. And the whole thing is about, everything that we think, feel, and see outside of ourselves, in my opinion, isn't really there. It's an illusion. You could go to the Buddhist idea of that. But that everything that causes us pain or confusion or bewilderment is temporal. That is not really here. The what is really here is light and love and those kinds of things.
Yeah.
And those are the things that have no bones. So.
Well, I thank you very much, and have a good night.
Okay, you too. And thanks for asking me to be on the show. I appreciate it.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
What does it mean to be free? What has the war economy done to the lives of Americans? Join others for all the solutions at thespiritualun.org, because another world is possible. No human being is an enemy of another human being. War is a manufactured and artificial state. There is another way to live in this world through a new system that is uplifting to all. Let's go to a higher love. What did Jesus really teach? Did he teach onward Christian soldiers and bomb one another? No. John F. Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy, Mahatma Gandhi, Martin Luther King Jr., Abraham Lincoln, our founding fathers, and you, your neighbors, all reaching for the best part of the human spirit. TheSpiritualUN.org. Come together with us, carrying forward this nation's founders' universal ideals through the rejection of revenge, aggression, racism, war, and the debt slavery system. Real men don't kill. War and the debt slavery system is a crime against us all, against God, against all life, and is not fit for a progressive world. Join together here at thespiritualun.org, and we will build that new world for the 99% of us, without any leaders, corrupt as they are, because in the new system that is uplifting to all, they aren't necessary anymore. thespiritualun.org.
You might be a terrorist if your CUDA has a name, but nine of your children are still registered with the county by number only. Well, you might be a terrorist. If the doorway in your kitchen is marked in pencil with the height of your dogs, you might be a terrorist. If you recall the third grade like it was yesterday, well, because it was yesterday, you might be a terrorist. If you carbo load for fishing, you might be a terrorist. If you keep track of the seasons by watching your neighbor's clothesline, you might be a terrorist. If, when your life flashed before your eyes, when you rolled your brand new pig in the ditch, you saw Bud Light, Miller Light, Michelob Light, Schlitz, Budweiser, Bud Malt, and Boone's Farm, Strawberry Hill, well, you might be a terrorist.
A new study shows that the poor in the United States live 5 years less than the rest of us. That's good, because there's more stuff for us. The poor die early because of poor nutrition, housing, education, health services, and safety. That's good, because what good were they doing anyway? The poor people, dads, moms, babies, brothers, sisters, die 5 years before the rich people on just the other side of the interstate. That's good, because poverty is not the problem. It is the solution. Now, I'd like to welcome our second guest, Frank Cordero. Frank Cordero of the Des Moines Catholic Worker. Frank, could you tell the listeners about yourself in two paragraphs or less?
Catholic priest in the Diocese of Des Moines, and I like being a priest and like preaching the word, and I continue to get myself in trouble and resigned about 10 years ago. And I'm still at it, and I've done over 5 years of jail time. I've been arrested more times than I can remember. And I've done a lot of jail time for crossing the line at Offutt Air Force Base, now the Strategic Nuclear Command. I just spent the month of February in jail here in Des Moines for our local occupation effort. And we are starting a new campaign here. It's called Occupy the World Food Prize. I did that for Obama, Michael. Now you're supposed to ask the question, or this could be a monologue.
tell us about that last thing, the Occupy the World Food Prize. What's that all about?
Well, we come to discover that in Des Moines, there's this World Food Prize. They call it the World Food Prize. It's really the Corporate Agriculture's World Food Prize. And it's owned and operated by the very same people who own and operate Wall Street. So think in terms of Occupy and why people need to go to Wall Street. Well, in Iowa, the global food system is our Wall Street. The corporate entities behind them are the same that run Wall Street. And they give this award every year as a pat on the back for feeding the poor and saving the world. When in truth, it's just a group of corporate giants who are exploiting the world and destroying the planet and life as we know it.
Frank, could you tell us, give us an update or tell us about Carl Cabot's action in Kansas City? I heard a little bit about it. Could you just kind of tell folks what happened and what's going on with that?
Well, dear Father Carl Cabot, one of the most faithful human beings walking bottom 48 states in the United States, he's done more jail time for nonviolent protesting of nuclear weapons than any other faith-based person in our tribe, and it's close, better than 15 years, I know. In the last 2 years, he's been doing a witness on the July 4th at a nuclear weapons parts plant that's being built in Kansas City. That's right, Michael. I said a new nuclear weapons parts plant. What's going on with that? And Carl, God bless him, has protested there 2 years in a row. This year he did some defencing of the outer perimeter of the site, trying to invite people to come and occupy the thing and open the thing up to a more decent and life-giving use of land. He was arrested, spent the night in jail, and I just got word they cut him loose. Two charges of trespass, one charge of destruction of property. He has an August court date to return to Kansas City.
Okay. What else is happening in Des Moines? Anything else you want to tell us about that's going on at the Worker House or in Occupy or anything? What are you doing down there?
Well, we're the Des Moines Catholic Worker, like most Catholic workers, is not just really one Catholic worker. Every year it's a different Catholic worker. We just celebrated our 35th anniversary, Mike, and we counted it. Over 200 people were listed in our newsletter over a 35-year span, who were members of this community. That means on the average of 5 new members every year. In our world, that means we've got a new community every year. And these times we're integrating some new blood from our local Occupy movement. We had a great wedding of sorts. Our movement, them, and the folks at Citizens for Community Improvement. And we did a great witness with the Iowa caucuses, really stealing a lot of the headlines and calling to question the whole political system that's owned, bought, and scripted by corporate elites.
I'd like to ask, why is so much always happening in Iowa? Seems like Iowa is a leader in the activist movement. Why is that?
Oh, Michael, you're so flattering. Truth is, Michael, it's because you know us. And I suppose if you were more familiar with folks in Indiana, you might find some crazies like us there, too.
Well, yeah, but maybe not. Seems like you guys were like you mentioned the Iowa caucuses, and you've got this and that. And there's always a lot going on there. I mean, it just must be maybe it's just the corn, huh? Or corn or the beans? I don't know what it is.
Well, I'd say it's about the last 25, 30 years, especially when we count in Bishop Dingman's tenure, that peace community has been cultivated in at least in the Des Moines area, and that's been a great solace, because through the decades we've hung together and met on common ground, and we've created a local kind of atmosphere where doing direct action and doing civil disobedience is not a, you know, an exotic thing, but it's understood that that's what peace people do. And you do that over the years, you build those kind of interlocking relationships locally that when a big action or big moment like the caucuses happens, we are able to capitalize on local equity of a peace culture built on years of people who have been putting their lives on the line. I mean, that's what it's about, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, thanks a lot, Frank. Hey, it's good to talk to you again, and I get to hear your voice every once in a while. Could you tell?
You sound like
could you tell
terrible.
The folks?
I hope I don't sound as bad.
I see pictures of you, and you got white hair and a white beard. Yeah, you must be.
What's that all about, Michael? How'd that happen?
I don't know. We might both be getting older. I don't know.
Hey, listen, the best for you and your kids and everything and the wife and everybody.
Hey, one more thing. Tell people how they can get in touch with you, with the Des Moines Catholic Worker, with stuff that's happening in Iowa.
We got a web page, but I can't tell you what it is. You got to Google the Des Moines Catholic Worker. Should be
okay.
Able to find us then. If nothing more, Google Frank Cordero. Something will come up.
All right. All right. Thanks a lot, Frank. Take it easy.
God bless.
Bye-bye.
WorldNewsTrust.com is a new site that is trying to define the new mainstream. Their founder, Francis Goodwin, is a veteran journalist who set out on his own a few years ago and has slowly carved out a niche. What does the site do? It tells the truth and provides a place for intelligent columnists to talk about what's really happening in America. It's a good site with people who care about what's going on in America and the world. It's a great site with many loyal writers, including Ramsey Baroud, Harvey Wasserman, Mickey Z. There are too many to list them all. Some content is published on World News Trust first, some is published elsewhere and copied to World News Trust. We also welcome back World News Trust, who continue to support our show and host our website. Visit World News Trust for a dose of news with enlightened and informed opinion. It's not like Fox or CNN or the New York Times. It's World News Trust, defining the new mainstream in online journalism. Visit them today and tell them the New American Dream Radio Show sent you. WorldNewsTrust.com.
Operation Paperclip. We rescued Nazi scientists to help make our bombs, but we're not Nazis. We invade without provocation, but we are not Nazis. We talk about how we are number one, we are smarter than the rest of the world, we are better. We know better, but we are not like the Aryans. Hitler talked about the big lie and how it works so well because people will believe it, and we have heard something here about the Gulf of Tonkin, going to the moon, box cutters on 9/11, and weapons of mass destruction, but we are not Nazis. This is not the American version of fascism. Hitler said, Gott mit uns, God with us. He said, I would like to thank Providence and the Almighty for choosing me of all people to be allowed to wage this battle for Germany. George Bush said, I can't explain it, but I sense my country is going to need me. Something is going to happen. I know it won't be easy on me or my family, but God wants me to do it. God told me to strike at Al-Qaeda, and I struck them, and then he instructed me to strike at Saddam, which I did. Joseph Goebbels said, think of the press as a great keyboard on which the government can play. The most brilliant propagandist technique will yield no success unless one fundamental principle is borne in mind constantly. It must confine itself to a few points and repeat them over and over. William Colby, former CIA director, said, the Central Intelligence Agency owns everyone of any significance in the major media. We are not Nazis. This is not fascism. And you would be a Dummkopf and a stupid head and a traitor to the homeland to believe that.
Jesus, he's been taking care of Christians every day. Taking care of Christians every way. Taking care of Christians and working overtime. Workout. It's as easy as fishing. Even you can be a Christian. You could make up some prayers, loud or mellow. Write a second-rate memoir, pay a dollar or a dinar, drive a Ferrari or a Jaguar, chances are you'll go far. If you can whip up some tangerine jello. People see you having fun just lying in the sun and tell them that you like it this way. It's the work that we avoid, and we're all self-employed. We love to work at nothing all day. Jesus, you've been taking care of Christians every day, taking care of Christians every way, taking care of Christians and working overtime. He said, take good care of my Christians when I'm away every day.
Well, it's been another long week in Mount Liberty, Nebraska, my hometown. Church is important in Mount Liberty. The Catholics even have daily mass in the morning and evening, while all the others pretty much stick to Sunday only. The organ chords of the Agnus Dei drifted north, unnoticed over the sticky tar roofs of the brown brick downtown buildings. Time for mass.
The outside home thermometers read 62 degrees. The crash of the switch engine hand hitches, grasping and releasing, clattered over the lumpy nightcrawler backyard. The downtown shop owners checked cash registers. A U.S. West troubleshooter and a blonde letter carrier rubbing her tired eyes and sinewy biceps and sipped scorched coffee at the Hy-Vee deli while figuring gas mileage in their heads. Dust devils whirled from a sewer drain, instigating a Snickers wrapper into chasing a Marlboro soft pack around a light pole in front of the No Place Lounge. Inside the one-story, one-color homes on the west side after the school bus lurched away. The husbands tidied in the rearview mirror while the horrors of Aspen Run pursed lips and outlined in mauve the reflection in the refrigerator. They made sugar toast and read from hardcover Bibles while surrounded by the furniture of their dreams, wondering if something might come in the mail. To the south, the melodies braided with sweet firewood smoke and drifted skyward. Signals to heaven pretending the awakening terror of the adult and the giggles of the children. The church organ musical kites fluttered up, then quickly down, riding the cool wind like kids on God's breath magic carpet. In the country, red and green tractors slumped silent in old ruts like leftover Christmas ornaments. In town, the pickups and cars for the 4th of July parade sat knee-deep in spring mud. Old men and old women plodded to church, dragging one black shoe after another through the outer door, up the linoleum step. Then shoved loose-skinned forearms through the swinging wood door and fell into the big familiar room, nodding to the altar like an old uncle in the living room. The men swiped caps from heads, genuflecting before sliding into the rear seats. They steadied on the curled backs of the pews. Men accompanying women tramp farther up.
The women knelt with heads up, backs straight. Each wore a scarf or a handkerchief with bobby pins. Outside in Fords and Chevys on Washington Avenues, drivers leaned forward to listen to the hog reports, the senior citizen lunch menu, and stormy season advice over the sound of heater fans stuck on full blast. Men in upstairs bank offices listened half-heartedly to the radio on the window ledge. Requiring the big picture out of their windows, they oversaw the stalled flood control project to the west and the abandoned feedlots to the east. Frederick Manfred had christened the region Siouxland. He had written about the Indians and first white settlers. His genius paved the way for Siouxland Doppler radar, Siouxland Co-op, Siouxland Laundry, and the Siouxland Chinese Chef. The Friedman twins, Popo and Epi, Ann Lanners and Dear Abby, born on July 4th, began giving each other advice on the swing set of their backyard in town. Sergeant Charles Floyd is buried along the banks of the Missouri nearby, the first member of the Lewis and Clark expedition to die, contracting appendicitis in 1804. High school drinkers by the Floyd Monument now could see within 360 degrees the blinking red lights at the tippy top of 10 grain elevators, marking 10 towns in Woodbury County. Inside the church, the sacristy screen door wheezed and slammed. The wooden door brushed over the new carpet. The young priest bowled into a boy asleep standing, a surplice over his head. A man in a back pew pulled a black comb from his billfold, straightened the trim gray locks, and slipped the comb back. He flipped the snap to the coin pocket and pulled out a stapled plastic bag holding two rose petals. He kissed the bag, pulled the rosary from the jacket pocket, and knelt. He laid his seed cord cap in the pew behind him. At about the same time as the prisoners in the Freedom County Jail cafeteria began shoveling in spoonfuls of hash browns and scrambled eggs mixed all together. As all this was going on, Charlie Johnson, the former sports reporter for the local Wednesday Miracle, sat in his old comfortable chair, looking out the window, just looking.
You couldn't tell by looking at me that I'm a stranger in my hometown. What's it like to walk around my town and be a dissident? Let me tell you. Oh, you don't agree with my terminology? You don't like that I use dissident? You prefer I use unemployed or some other word that would say I'm different, out of touch, perhaps because of my own fault? You want me to feel bad about who I am rather than tell you you're the one in the wrong? Well, I won't. Dissident. The word stays. I stay. I'm a social deviant, perhaps. That's what they might call me in a first-year psych course over at the community college. Someone not abiding by society's norms, mores, customs. But I am more than that. I'm someone willing to fight for that. I claim political status. There's no foreign embassy for my refuge. I sit alone in my kitchen drinking reheated coffee. I stamp the cup down on the table and claim it. I write a letter to the editor. And my neighbor looks away even more deeply into his garden as I walk out my door toward the front walk. The mailman is coming, and I wait for him. He pulls his truck to a squeaky stop in front of my home. I prepare a quip about the brakes on his buggy. He seems embarrassed to see me. He slips the mail into my hand with a hurried comment on the weather and scurries off. I see I'll have plenty of time to refine my joke. I leap through the mail, stuff it under my arm, then walk down the street, looking at the driver of every car that passes. Maybe I know them. Each one stares intently ahead. They're all excellent drivers. I walk downtown into the cafe, looking for friendly eyes. My best friend from the high school basketball team, well, not that I play, but he did,
He gives me a kind of a nod if he finds a way around me. I decide I'm not hungry, turn to go out, follow my own footprints and walk home. I don't bother to check who's driving past. I don't look to see who's out and about, sitting, standing, gabbing. Staring straight ahead, I walk faster. I pull up to my house just as my neighbor puts a full garbage bag over his shoulder to take to the alley. I don't bother to try to catch his eye. No over the shoulder, how you doing wave. Not this time. Not anymore. I turn in at my house, push inside, drop my mail on the floor by the door, sit in my big chair. I stare straight. I sit there for a few minutes. It gets dark. I've been sitting there a long time. And inside my head, inside the brain and heart that belong to me, I've either decided to die or, well, maybe I'm thinking of another letter to the editor. I don't think you could tell by looking at me.
And that's the news from Mount Liberty, where all the soldiers are thugs, all the Democrats are cowards, and all the Homeland Security part-time summer help bounty hunters are about average.
And that's the end of the 75th New American Dream radio show. All of them done with Len Osanek, our able producer that we appreciate very much, even though we're moving on to Blog Talk Radio next week. Be sure to stay tuned for Len's show, Black Op Radio. He always has something good to offer. I'd like to thank our original sponsor, the Rock Creek Free Press, and our current sponsors, WorldNewsTrust.com, TheSpiritualUN.org, and June2508.com. We hope you'll all join us in our new show next week. Same time, well, it's still the same place because our main website is still the same one. Thank you, Mike, and have a good night.
Good night, Chuck, and good night, Len. Stay warm. And good night, Mrs. Calabash. Good night, Todd Beamer. And good night, Barbara Olson, wherever you are.
What if we find that equality is the greatest gift that God gave humans? What if we find that no human being is an enemy of another human being if it's just been politics all along? What if all politics and politicians were jettisoned from our planet? What if we lived simply through our great principles and universal ideals? What if we flowed our human life through all American founding of liberty and happiness for all? What if the American founding blueprint allowed us the right progress of all people, without sin for the religious and without error for the rational? What if we put money to work simply for the good stewardship of the planet and the caring of all people? What if our new oil on the planet is simply human creativity and that is all energy free, non-harmful, and universal? What if we governed ourselves without a master as the fulfillment of the American Founders version? What if we decided it was love's turn on the planet? Join together here at thespiritualun.org and we will build that new world for the 99% of us. Thespiritualun.org. Find that equality is the greatest gift that God gave humans. What if we find that no human being is an enemy of another human being if it's just been politics all along? What if all politics and politicians were jettisoned from our planet? What if we lived simply through our great principles and universal ideals? What if we flowed our human life through all American founding of liberty and happiness for all? What if the American founding blueprint allowed us the right progress of all people, without sin for the religious and without error for the rational? What if we put money to work simply for the good stewardship of the planet and the caring of all people? What if our new oil on the planet is simply human creativity and that is all energy free, non-harmful, and universal? What if we governed ourselves without a master as the fulfillment of the American Founders version? What if we decided it was love's turn on the planet? Join together here at thespiritualun.org and we will build that new world for the 99% of us. Thespiritualun.org. WorldNewsTrust.com is a new site that is trying to define the new mainstream.
Their founder, Francis Goodwin, is a veteran journalist who set out on his own a few years ago and has slowly carved out a niche. What does the site do? It tells the truth and provides a place for intelligent columnists to talk about what's really happening in America. It's a good site with people who care about what's going on in America and the world. It's a great site with many loyal writers, including Ramsey Baroud, Harvey Wasserman, Mickey Z. There are too many to list them all. Some content is published on World News Trust First, some is published elsewhere and copied to World News Trust. We also welcome back World News Trust, who continue to support our show and host our website. Visit World News Trust for a dose of news with enlightened and informed opinion. It's not like Fox or CNN or the New York Times. It's World News Trust, defining the new mainstream in online journalism. Visit them today and tell them the New American Dream Radio Show sent you. WorldNewsTrust.com. What does it mean to be free? What has the war economy done to the lives of Americans? Join others for all the solutions at thespiritualun.org, because another world is possible. No human being is an enemy of another human being. War is a manufactured and artificial state. There is another way to live in this world through a new system that is uplifting to all. Let's go to a higher love. What did Jesus really teach? Did he teach onward Christian soldiers and bomb one another? No. John F. Kennedy, Robert F. Kennedy, Mahatma Gandhi, Martin Luther King Jr., Abraham Lincoln, our founding fathers, and you, your neighbors, all reaching for the best part of the human spirit. TheSpiritualUN.org. Come together with us, carrying forward this nation's founders' universal ideals through the rejection of revenge, aggression, racism, war, and the debt slavery system. Real men don't kill. War and the debt slavery system is a crime against us all, against God, against all life, and is not fit for a progressive world. Join together here at thespiritualun.org, and we will build that new world for the 99% of us, without any leaders, corrupt as they are, because in the new system that is uplifting to all, they aren't necessary anymore. thespiritualun.org.